Live in Washington, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. After more revelations and allegations involving Twitter.
It's up to private companies to make these types of decisions. We were not involved. I can say that. We were not involved.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says no one from the current administration was in touch with the platform's top lawyer, James Baker, who was recently fired, accused of reviewing internal documents without Elon Musk's knowledge before they were published. Musk, the new Twitter owner, allowed another document dump yesterday detailing what amounts to shadow banning of accounts, which former executives had denied. Republicans pledging new oversight when they take control of the House next month. The Biden administration says it expects to keep working well with Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who's now an independent, but will still caucus with the Democrats and keep her committee assignments.
Two independents already caucus with the Democrats, Bernie Sanders and Angus King. In short, this means Democrats still have a 51-49 advantage in the Senate next year.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. The White House says Americans are beginning to see a much-needed break in inflation, though the latest report for prices at the wholesale level is a bit hotter than economists were expecting.
There's a sign the Federal Reserve has more work to do to fight inflation. The producer price index rose 0.3% in November. The year-over-year increase ending in November was 7.4%. Inflation is no longer increasing as it was at its peak earlier in the year, but remains stubbornly high.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. The Fed meets next week. The former Minneapolis police officer who kneeled on George Floyd's back while another kneeled on his neck just sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. J. Alexander Kung pleaded guilty in October to a state count of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter, already serving a federal sentence for violating Floyd's civil rights. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point-of-sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The former CEO of a collapsed cryptocurrency giant, FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, now agrees to appear before Congress, but not on Capitol Hill.
He's also doing it remotely as well, so he'll be testifying from the Bahamas rather than in person in D.C., according to numerous sources. Bankman-Fried confirming this morning in that tweet, as you mentioned, writing that as a committee still thinks it would be useful, I am willing to testify on the 13th. Now, not entirely voluntary. He's only agreeing to participate after being threatened with a subpoena. Now, Bankman-Fried has been speaking up in numerous interviews in recent weeks, admitting to the transferring of funds from his crypto exchange to his personal hedge fund, Alameda.
Fox Business's Susan Lee. Just getting word that more than 70 lawmakers, including some top progressives, are now urging President Biden to take executive action that would guarantee rail workers paid sick days. This after he avoided a national rail strike earlier this month by signing legislation blocking a strike, largely over that paid leave issue. Amazon's rolling out a new feature to thank drivers during the holiday season without costing customers money.
Amazon customers can now use Alexa-enabled devices to say, Alexa, thank my driver. The driver who delivered your most recent package will then be notified of the customer appreciation and receive a $5 tip. The program runs to December 21st or until 1 million thank yous have been received, and the driver with the most thank yous will get a small cash prize. The Alexa Thank My Driver program rolls out the same week that Amazon has been sued for allegedly stealing more than $1 million in tips from delivery workers. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
A bumpy ride for stocks, first lower on the inflation news, then turning higher with a better-than-expected reading on consumer sentiment. But an hour to the close, the Dow's down 87 points. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.